And now, You Are There with Jerry Stewart.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Even though few today in America sacrifice much at all for their faith in Christ, there are stories in history that tell us amazing accounts of those who have suffered because of their faith. One such story took place in 328 AD in a city high in the icy mountains of Armenia. In a moment, you will know because you are there. Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Not long ago, I was approached by a listener who voiced an interest in having me come to speak to his group. But then he said, "Oh, you're probably too busy, and our group doesn't have much to pay you." After we talked further, to his surprise, we began the plan for me to come to speak. Folks, I do speak to groups a lot, and my wife Kelly and I, we are on the road a lot. But we want more. You see, it's the meetings, the talking, the sharing that we believe gives us our best chance for a better, greater America. Want to invite me to your meeting or event? Do this. Call me at 817-576-2976 or email me at jerry@jerrystewartusa.com. Wow, that was fast. Hello, Jerry Stewart. It was a bitterly cold winter, and in the middle of that winter, an order came from the Roman Emperor that every man, woman, and child under the rule of his empire must bow down to him as a god. Now, there was a powerful force of Roman soldiers in that Armenian city known as the Thundering Legion, but the emperor was not satisfied with their military service. He wanted each soldier to bow down to him. When the time came for each soldier to bow down, 40 could not. They could not obey the emperor's order to make him their god. They said, "We can only worship the one true God." Well, when the word of these 40 Christian soldiers refusing to bow down and worship him was received by the emperor, his command back was simple: "Bow down to me or die." But the 40 Christian Roman soldiers did not bow down, so the decision was made that they would die. But how should they die? Should they be fed to the hungry lions? Should they be burned at the stake? These were both terrible ways to die, but an even more cruel death was prescribed. They were to be frozen to death in the bitter, cold winter. So they took the 40 soldiers to a frozen lake in the middle of a terrible storm. They stripped them of all of their clothing and left them there to freeze to death. The soldiers taunted and laughed at them, "Soon you will be back. Soon you will bow down." But the laughing stopped when these 40 Christian men bravely walked barefoot across the icy, freezing lake. Well, throughout the night, the soldiers lit a fire and cooked food to tempt the Christians to give up. But the Christians prayed to God to make them brave, and they began to shout, "Here die 40 men for Christ." The freezing, bitter cold went on until finally the cold was too much for one of the men. He staggered back to the fire and agreed to denounce his God and to bow down to the emperor. But the remaining 39 Christians would not give up, even though they were literally freezing to death. Then one of the Roman soldiers sitting by the fire, having watched the bravery and courage and faith of those dying Christians, he stood before the general and uttered these words, "I will take that man's place. I will be a Christian." As the general watched in amazement, this Roman soldier removed his clothing and walked onto the icy lake to join the 39. Well, the Roman soldiers sat by that fire all night long, and the last thing they said they could remember hearing through the howl of that terrible freezing winter, "Here die 40 men for Christ." In the morning, sadly, there were 40 frozen bodies. A full 350 years later, in the chapel of the Forum was dedicated to those 40 soldiers a plaque, a simple plaque, which still hangs there today, with these powerful words engraved on it: "Here die 40 men for Christ." But here's the question for today. If you had been in that situation, what would you have done? I'm Jerry Stewart, and now you know, because you are there.